This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India and the U.S. have a very positive and forward-looking, comprehensive and global strategic partnership. Responding to the U.S. President's statements in a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he appreciates the U.S. President Trump's sentiments and positive assessment of India-U.S. ties. Talking to the media in Washington last night, the U.S. President said that India and the United States have a special relationship and there is nothing to worry about the ties between the two countries. He hailed Mr. Modi as a great Prime Minister and said they will be friends. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India will continue purchasing Russian oil, stressing that decisions will be guided solely by national interest. In an interview to a TV channel, Ms. Sitharaman said, whether it is Russian oil or anything else, the government will take a call based on what suits the needs of the country in terms of rates and logistics.
Whether it is Russian oil or anything else, it's our decision to buy from the place which suits our needs, whether in terms of rates, logistics, anything. So where we buy our oil from, especially being a big ticket foreign exchange related item, where we pay so much out of our highest in terms of import, we will have to take a call which suits us best. So we will undoubtedly be buying.
The minister informed government is working on measures to support exporters who are impacted by the 50% US tariffs. She said the objective of Atmanirbhar Bharat was not only about producing everything in the country, but also about self-respect in the face of uncertain global trade policies. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that he will submit a detailed report of the losses due to floods in Punjab to the Prime Minister. In a social media post, he said the crisis is immense, but the central government will leave no stone unturned to take Punjab out of it. Mr. Chauhan assured full support from the centre to the state. In Himachal Pradesh, heavy monsoon rains in recent days have severely affected normal life. However, since yesterday, the intensity of rainfall has slightly reduced, bringing some relief to most parts of the state and accelerating disaster relief operations. According to the State Disaster Management Authority, 360 people have lost their lives so far during the current monsoon season, while 47 people are still missing. In addition, the preliminary assessment of damage to public property in the state has been estimated at around 3,800 crore rupees.
In Himachal Pradesh, another body has been recovered from the landslide-affected area of Akhada Bazar in Kullu, where five people are still missing. According to the State Disaster Management Authority, four national highways, 1,087 other connectivity roads, 2,838 electricity transformers, and 509 drinking water schemes remain disrupted in the state. The Meteorological Department has predicted that the monsoon is likely to weaken in the state starting today. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
With improvement in weather conditions and road repairs in Uttarakhand, the Chardham Yatra and registration process have resumed from today. However, the pilgrimage to Gangotri and Yamunotri remains suspended due to recent heavy rainfall that damaged roads in the area, making travel unsafe for pilgrims. The 10-day-long Ganesh Chaturthi festival will culminate today with the immersion of Lord Ganesha's idols across the country on the occasion of Anant Chaturdashi. Devotees will bid farewell to the deity amid grand processions, music and prayers, while authorities have arranged elaborate security and eco-friendly measures for the immersions. Thailand's parliament has chosen business tycoon Anuttin Charnvirakul as the country's prime minister. He is the third prime minister elected in the last 2 years. India will take on China in Super 4 stage match of the Men's Asia Cup hockey at Rajgir in Bihar this evening. This match will be played at 7:30 p.m. With one win and one draw, Indian team is at the top of the Super 4 stage points table, accumulating 4 points. In tennis, Italy's Jannik Sinner powered into the US Open men's singles final with a commanding 4-set victory over Canada's Felix Auger-Aliassime. Displaying mechanical precision and relentless focus, Sinner closed out the match 6-1-3-6-6-3-6-4. He will now face Spain's Carlos Alcaraz in a much-anticipated final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.